quick update of the news. And we're coming up on the Food Time Show today, the annual visit by the Chicago Tribune's Phil Vitale, talking about where to go out for Thanksgiving dinner. That's on the way on WGN.
Your voice, your vote, the results.
The President of the United States.
Learn about them, talk about them. Today on 720 WGN.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Oh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At factory direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who will help you with your decorations. Creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Paddington, and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Not sure what to serve at your Thanksgiving celebration? Listen to The Rokon Show this Thursday for Thanksgiving wine pairing suggestions from your friends at Benny's Beverage Depot. This holiday season, shop Benny's Beverage Depot for the guaranteed lowest prices on every bottle, every day.
So if you are in charge of gifts for your business for the holidays, give a listen to this. The folks at Anderson's Candy Shop are now taking corporate orders for the holiday season. You know Anderson's from your trips to Richmond. You've devoured up their delicious salted caramels and their handmade candy bars. Did you know that Anderson's works with Chicagoland businesses, too? They help companies big and small, sending the highest quality gifts. Businesses who use Anderson's know that a gift of Anderson's candy means more. A gift of Anderson's candy says you're truly appreciated and worth the very best. Anderson's has options for every budget, including truffles and toffee for under $20. Let Anderson's do all the work for you. Whether your client list has 20 or 2,000 names, Anderson's will wrap and ship for you, gift wrap, that is. Anderson's is ready for you at 888-214-7614. That's 888-214-7614. Or visit Anderson's online at andersonscandyshop.com. Ask for Katie Anderson when you call. She can walk you through the options and all the discounts. 888-214-7614 or andersonscandyshop.com. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNradio.com. News is sponsored by treetime.com with the latest Veronica Carter.
Mostly sunny, 50 degrees at O'Hare. Demand charge could be added to your electric bill if Exelon and ComEd have their way, changing the way electricity rates are calculated. AARP's Julie Voling explains.
It's going to add a third charge to your electric bill called the demand charge. Every 30 minutes in your household, ComEd, by the hour, is going to monitor what your draw is off the system. And then they've got a formula that they'll calculate to use to put a one-time monthly charge every month. It will change every month. Consumers will never be able to monitor in their households what that draw, that kilowatt draw, is.
Voling was a guest this morning on WGN's Sunday Spin. More protests expected against Donald Trump's presidency today here and elsewhere. This woman was among those marching in Chicago down the Mag Mile toward the Trump Tower.
I refuse to acknowledge this man as our great leader in the United States, and that's what I'm here to share.
Two people were arrested in Chicago for obstructing traffic. In Portland, Oregon, nearly 20 people arrested during protests there. In Indianapolis, two officers received minor injuries controlling protesters. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani talking to ABC News' Good Morning America today about the protesting that's erupted across the country.
I feel very bad about that. But if those were Donald Trump people doing that after a Hillary Clinton election, I think a lot of people would be a lot more anger in the media at the fact that they're protesting a legitimately decided election.
In other news today, a strong earthquake hitting northwestern Argentina. Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey and saying it hit in a remote area near the Chilean border. No immediate reports of damage or injuries.
It's a magnitude 6.2, and the earthquake is very deep. at this point, we have about 10 reports of people feeling the earthquake.
In New Zealand, a powerful quake struck the South Island, causing some damage, but apparently no serious injuries. Britain's honoring war dead on Remembrance Sunday today. Queen Elizabeth joining political leaders, the royal family, and veterans in a solemn ceremony in London. Queen laid a wreath of red poppies at a war memorial after a moment of silence. Also, Veterans Day was Friday here in the United States, and social media is still abuzz with pictures and thank yous to veterans all over the nation. Illinois has more than 19,000 military members on active duty right now. Southside artist Mark John Paul is showcasing soldier silhouettes.
I travel to different firehouses in different states and just try and spread it around and let people kind of recognize the moment that we had on September 12, 2001, in our country united and how we should pay tribute and honor our American heroes.
John recently painted a Purple Heart parking space at UAW in Chicago Heights and installed murals at the police departments around the country. He also painted 10 murals for the Mantino Veterans Home. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Hey, folks, remember the holidays are just around the corner. So if you're planning a special get-together, then get it together at Glenwood Oaks for banquets or catering, because they know how to make your party a success. For more fun and entertainment before or after dining, be sure to try the new gaming slots from XL Entertainment at Glenwood Oaks. For good food and entertainment, call 708-758-4400. The restaurant of choice since 1974. Make your party a success at Glenwood Oaks. Call 708-758-4400. 708-758-4400. Now, if you like ribs, listen to this. The award-winning ribs at Glenwood Oaks are served on a heated, patented-designed tray that keeps your ribs warm from the first to the last rib. And the secret barbecue sauce is so good, you'll want to take some home. For the best ribs, try Glenwood Oaks Rib and Chop House, their restaurant of choice since 1974. Call 708-758-4400. 708-758-4400.
Seniors, now's the time to select your doctor and health plan for 2017. Join GenCare to experience health care just for seniors. Our senior medical centers are designed to give you the access you need to respectful doctors who listen. Call 708-237-8500 or visit joingencare.com for more information. We accept a number of different Medicare Advantage plans designed for seniors like you. GenCare. Affordable care. Superior experience.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. It's also the place where you can get brand names you trust. Ace carries brands like Valspar, Craftsman, Scotch, Tora, DeWalt, and Weber, to name a few, and our selection runs deep with items for your lawn and garden, lighting needs, painting projects, grilling, and more. And we offer tips and advice that will give you the confidence to take on any project. Stop by your neighborhood Ace today for the products and the help you need to get the job done right the first time. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
ChampsOnly.com presents the book, 108 Years in the Making. Champs, the 2016 Chicago Cubs championship season. The only commemorative hardcover book created for Cubs fans by Cubs fans. 192 pages capturing every moment of this historic season. Own it now for only $29.95 and also get a free poster and free shipping. Don't miss out. Go to champsonly.com. That's champsonly.com.
WGN Sports, Sam Panionovich.
They are underway in Tampa Bay. The Bears and Buccaneers playing at Raymond James Stadium. Chicago trying to win back-to-back games for the first time all season. Currently no score very early, though, in the first quarter. After the game, don't miss the Chevy Hamp and OB show with Kaz only on WGN. Seven other games have kicked off. Falcons, Eagles, Packers, Titans, Broncos, Saints, Rams, Jets, Vikings, Redskins, Chiefs, Panthers, Texans, Jaguars. All of those games are scoreless. We've got hockey on the west side tonight. The Blackhawks skate against Montreal. Corey Crawford starts in net. Pregame 5:30 on WGN. The Bulls have a few days off. They're back to work Tuesday in Portland. And in college basketball, Illinois plays Northern Kentucky. It's the home opener for DePaul against Robert Morris. Loyola will host Indiana Northwest. Sam Panionovich, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. Kennedy is 26 minutes in and out of O'Hare, clear on the other expressways and tollways. If you are traveling on the Stevenson, plan for some extra time. There's construction around Route 53, slowing things down a bit. State Street remains closed between Rush and Elm with construction. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Sunny and breezy today, our high 59 degrees. Mostly clear for tonight. Tomorrow, again, sunny and 59. Not quite as breezy, though. Just winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Right now at O'Hare, 50 degrees. Midway, 51. Wooddale, it's 50. Along Chicago's lakefront, 52. I'm Veronica Carter in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone
too early.
You be of good cheer.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful.
Honestly, I can't get into it until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it has to be cold and dreary and after Thanksgiving, definitely.
It has to be after Thanksgiving. I mean, we were out of tree time last week, and, you know, God knows it doesn't get any more Christmassy than, you know, being out there. But I just personally can't get into it until then.
Isn't it funny how we're so stuck on traditions? I mean, if your family decorated, say, the weekend after Thanksgiving, you just automatically think that's when the Christmas season starts.
Yeah. Well, I just want to take one holiday at a time.
My mother would never decorate till December 14th.
Oh, really?
My sister's birthday is December 13th, and my mother refused to let anything distract from her birthday because it was
good.
So close to Christmas, so we could not put up the tree till the 14th.
Oh, that's good. Now, how did you react to that?
I didn't really care as a kid. I tend to do it whenever I get a chance, which if that means super, super early just because I have a day off. It could be October 2nd. Oh, that's my only day off till, you know, New Year's, so I'm going to decorate now.
I do have to admit, when the weather was really nice the other day, I thought, well, this would be a perfect day to put Christmas tree lights out.
Yeah, wouldn't it be better to put them when it's nice out?
Yeah, but I resisted. I resisted. I would rather do it in the cold weather, if, you know, if it's colder, and wait. I want to enjoy Thanksgiving first. I want to enjoy this time of the year first. There's plenty of time for it, but go into, you know, if you're feeling like you need the holiday spirit, just go into any store, because all the stores are in full holiday mode right now. The Christmas music is playing. It may as well be December 23rd as far as most retail stores are concerned right now. Talking about celebrating holiday extravaganzas, we are waiting until after Thanksgiving before we put on our Sunday morning show holiday extravaganza out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. We'll be out there on December the 11th. Sunday morning, we'll be doing the entire show out at the Paramount in Aurora, this gorgeous theater. We'll be out in their gorgeous lobby, bringing the whole crew out there, having a blast. Come on out and watch the show, as many people did last week out at Tree Time. We had a huge crowd that came out to see us. But this time you can come and see the show, see our show, the radio show, and then stay and see their show, The Little Mermaid, which will be up and running. And they've been doing amazing productions for the holiday season there. So you can get tickets at ParamountAurora.com to see that show as well. We are giving away, I think, 10 pair of tickets at WGNRadio.com right now. If you go to WGNRadio.com/contests, you can enter the random drawing to win tickets to also join us to see the show that day. Again, it's going to be December 11th. I promise you we're going to have a lot of fun, some good surprises for the show that day, so we'll look forward to seeing you out there. And when we come back, we take one holiday at a time and talk Thanksgiving on our Food Time show with Chicago Tribune restaurant critic Phil Vitale. Where to go out for your Thanksgiving dinner is next on WGN.
Turn it up! Today, a Sunday stuffed with the best Chicago sports on 720 WGN. At 3 o'clock.
You're taking this real serious, aren't you?
You're damn right I do.
The Chevy Hemp and OB Show with Kaz. The best Bears postgame show looks back on Bears Bucks right after the game at 3. Then,
the Chicago Blackhawks, the Montreal Canadiens. I'm John Weideman. Troy Murray and I will have the puck drop for you at 6 o'clock.
Chicago football, Chicago hockey. Hear it all on 720 WGN.
Diamonds, the perfect gift. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of diamonds and imports their diamonds direct. Half-carat solitaires are $3.99, three-quarter carat $6.99, and one-carat $9.90. Certified quality is roughly double. We have thousands of GIA diamonds of rarest size and quality guaranteed the lowest price. Plus thousands of mountings and your diamond is set while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? We can make it at half the price in most cases. The Jewelry Exchange makes most of their jewelry in their state-of-the-art factory. Diamond anniversary bands start at $99 and are roughly $399 per carat. Diamond tennis bracelets start at $199 and are roughly $349 per carat. 1 carat 2-stone rings are $990, 3-stone $699, and 1 carat studs are $599. Thousands of designs guaranteed to appraise for double. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Villa Park, 630-530-0444. That's 630-530-0444 or shop online at jewelryexchange.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an elk, and I live in a suburb called, get this, Elk Grove Village. But my main stomping grounds are a grove and Bussy Woods. You've driven down Arlington Heights Road approximately 7 million times and never once caught a glimpse of me in my little elk enclosure. But today is different. I've decided to prance around this field in clear view and just graze. And while you're gazing at my 2 tons of elkness, you completely miss the guy in front of you gawking at my awesome antlers. Guess you can both get a good look now. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, you could be racking up some serious repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Right now, save even more when you go paperless. Call one of 405 Chicagoland Allstate agents today and ask about the eSmart discount. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Welcome to another Exelon ComEd Rate Hike Horror Show. With us is Jimmy from the company who's a zombie.
Yeah, I'm a zombie.
And you want to feast on a $15 billion rate hike.
We're very hungry.
But you made $2.2 billion last year.
We're always very hungry.
You made $841 million last quarter.
Illinois ratepayers are pretty tasty. We always gotta have more money.
Lesson learned. Don't let ComEd Exelon eat Illinois alive. Visit noexelonbailout.com and call your Illinois legislator today.
Our friends at Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove becomes your source for exceptional eye care now at affordable rates. As a full-service eye and vision clinic, they provide comprehensive eye exams and glasses and contact lenses, also disease screenings and treatments. They also offer state-of-the-art technology and specialty services, including infant and children's eye exams, vision therapy, sports vision training, low vision rehabilitation, and traumatic brain injury testing and therapy. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic is your family's home for health care. And now at 12:15, it is time for our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And our Food Time Show, pretty much in the month of November, is dedicated to Thanksgiving, either, preparing your own Thanksgiving dinner at home, or at least one of the programs that we do every year is talking about where you can go to go out for Thanksgiving dinner. And for that, we always turn to Phil Vitale, restaurant critic from your Chicago Tribune. Phil, hello there, my friend. Welcome back.
Hi, Gene. Thanks for having me back. Always fun.
I was trying to remember. Now, I've been doing this food show since 1994.
Wow.
How long have you been writing food and restaurant reviews for the Chicago Tribune?
I started that in 1989.
Wow. So quite a few years.
Yeah, a lot of rings on this tree.
I think we both have a couple of rings.
I look forward to the day they cut me open to count, but right now I'm keeping track myself.
Yeah, well, you know, as long as you can keep getting out there every day, that's all that really matters. More people going out to eat, you think, than ever before?
Yes, more
restaurants
absolutely.
That are offering Thanksgiving service. It used to be it was kind of hard to find a place open on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You'd find a hotel that would have a buffet. You'd have a couple of restaurants that were open. You'd go to Chinatown, where Thanksgiving is known as Thursday, and you'd make do. And now Thanksgiving has become one of the biggest dining out days of the calendar.
And most places offering traditional Thanksgiving food, or, you know, kind of within their own specialty?
A little of both. They do specialties, such as they do a very Spanish accented dinner at, say, Mercado La Plancha, but they're always careful to be sure they're offering the traditional turkey and accompaniments anyway, because no matter what, my family eats turkey exactly once a year, and, you know, getting us off the turkey wagon for one Thanksgiving, hey, let's, what I suggested switching it up one year, and I just got shouted out of the room, which it's, some people just want turkey on Thanksgiving.
Really,
and
they,
I
just
don't care what your specialty is.
Yeah.
You're going to have that on the menu.
They just want the tradition. Isn't that interesting that you only have turkey once a year, clearly not a favorite in your household the other days of the year, but that one day, even though it's not a favorite meal, that's what they want to have.
Right. Well, it's the only day there's enough people in my house to justify cooking a whole bird.
Oh.
So there's that too.
Okay. All right.
that's a significant part of it. Although I just realized I lied a little, because I've been playing with turkey breast recipes the last couple of days, trying to see if there's a different way of doing. I may try to do turkey in parts instead of a whole bird this year, just to see.
Interesting. So Phil Vitale is also the man behind the stove, in addition to the man behind the typewriter.
Occasionally.
Would you say that, how many stars would you give yourself?
Oh, I'm not nearly consistent enough to get any stars. I'm just, you know, it's the weekly miracle if my dinner comes off exactly the way I want to. I'm a reasonably proficient bumbler, but there isn't a chef in this city that would watch me do my thing and go, wow, nice job.
I think a lot of people are taking some comfort in that right now. A lot of the chefs that you review.
Right. Three of them are like, I knew it. I knew it.
Interesting. I've gone more and more turkey. And the thing that I enjoy when I'm preparing turkey is hiding that I'm preparing turkey, preparing it in a way that nobody knows that it's turkey.
Nice.
I made a really nice spaghetti sauce that I was going for, like a bolognese, you know, like mm-hmm. a really rich kind of thing. And I made the sauce, but instead of using beef or pork or things that you might normally use in a traditional bolognese sauce for pasta, it was ground turkey, and it was delicious. And not one person knew, you know, unless they're listening right now. I never said a word, and everybody thought that, you know, I'd given them nice fatty a bolognese sauce.
Yep. Well, it sounds like you did some kind of mashup between turkey bolognese, beef bolognese and turkey tetrazzini. You sort of kind of switched out the proteins.
A little bit, yeah.
And why the heck not?
Yeah, a little bit. Works perfectly. Shredded turkey all the time instead of pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely tell the difference in my mind. Maybe I've just talked myself into it now, but I use turkey in my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, let's get back to turkey at restaurants for
sure.
Thanksgiving time. Are there some places that you think are just the standout, places you should, if you're going out for Thanksgiving, you should try to get to those places?
Absolutely. I mean, one of my favorites over the years, I've always done a great, always seem to do a great job, is Shaw's Crab House. Whether you're talking about the one in the city on Hubbard Street or the sister property out in Schaumburg, out way out west on Higgins Road, they just have this big buffet, and it's got all the turkey components you want, but also lots of bonus seafood options. If you're from the East Coast, seafood usually probably plays a larger role in your Thanksgiving table than in the Midwest. So for people who haven't spent their whole lives here, that's a nice option as well. And I think it's a $75 buffet. They cut it down by more than half to get kids 12 and under. They're only $20 each. And year in, year out, that's one of the best destinations in the city or suburbs.
Yeah, I think I saw in your piece that the Shaw's in Schaumburg was a little less, $65 per person.
Oh, you are correct.
And
correct.
$12 for kids 12 and under. So a little bit of a bargain, you know, if you're
absolutely playing to the larger families, who you don't have to, you can have you can have the quality that a grown up expects with the price you realize you're going to have to pay, but they're giving a really good price to children, so it doesn't have to break the bank.
Yeah, some of the most popular Italian places in Chicago are offering up Thanksgiving dinner as well. What would be some of those?
Nico Osteria is doing dine-in or carry-out, so you have a choice. That's in the Gold Coast up on Rush Street. That's a very nice option. Trying to think who else is doing something out in the suburbs. Di Pescara, which is an Italian kind of seafood option restaurant up in Northbrook Court Mall. They're doing a dine-in for, I think it's only $40 a person, and then you can do a carry-out. And they'll even have delivery, although you're going to have to get on the stick if you want to call in and order in time to have it delivered.
Yeah, most of these places that we're going to talk about, the reservations do fill up pretty quickly. That if you haven't made reservations now, you should pretty much do it in the next day or so.
Good idea. It really is, because some of them, the most popular ones, say Shaw's Crab House, they will have a lot of hours, so you'll be able to get in, but you may not get the time you had in mind. And it seems a lot of people want to eat at the same time, so for that reason alone, you should make reservations quickly.
Yeah, I noticed you listed Monasteros.
Yeah, that's a great old place.
I love these old-school Italian joints like this. Really great Italian food, and I must say, one of the very few Italian restaurants that regularly serves Bergeole, the thinly rolled meat, you know, stuffed with cheese and meat and delicious. But they're doing kind of a traditional Thanksgiving there.
Absolutely. They'll have, I think they're also going with a buffet, and so you'll be able to get all the Thanksgiving Day staples, but I suspect there'll be more as well. And a very attractive price, as you know, $35 for adults and half that for kids 12 and under.
Yeah, that's a pretty great price, and that's like Pulaski and Devon, somewhere.
Right, exactly. Right, 3900 block of West Devon.
Yeah. So, what about what are the really like upscale Thanksgiving joints?
Well, all the big hotels, you know, all the places that you expect at the Peninsula, at the Trump, at the Chicago Hyatt. They'll have really nice and really expensive options for you. I mean, if you really want to do it luxury time, and by luxury, I mean in excess of $100 a person, sometimes significantly in excess of $100 a person, the hotels are there. And I suspect by virtue of their high price, of the high threshold that it takes to get in there, that they might not be completely sold out yet. Because only so many people can afford to go there.
Yeah, some of the downtown hotels can be like in the neighborhood of like $150 a pop, right?
Yep. Yes, quite easily. Now, sometimes you can argue that some of the level of cooking and how well they put everything out and the luxury of service and all the rest of it that might be worth it to you. That's a lot of roasted turkeys at home, though, $150 a pop.
I'm just trying to imagine what the look on my mother's face would be if I told her that we were going someplace where it cost $150 per person.
Right.
My Depression-era mother and see
exactly. That my child has lost his damn mind look that they give it.
That we all know so well.
Oh, my folks came up for a visit, and my stepfather was introduced to the idea of a deeded parking lot, which occurs in condominiums. And he heard about it, and he just had to go down to my parking space and just take a picture because he wanted to show his folks, his friends back home in northern Alabama. He wanted to show them what $30,000 buys you in downtown Chicago.
That's fantastic.
And he was like, at least if they had an outlet, you could put up a tent and live in there. And I said, well, no, you really can't. But he just the whole concept of paying for a parking space and owning it and paying taxes on it blew his mind.
Yeah, that's funny. That's very funny. I wonder, you'd mentioned the Trump restaurant, which, you know, long before Donald considered running, became president-elect of the United States. People had been raving about the restaurant and his hotel. I wonder if that has that been affected at all by the election, the rancor?
It has been. I'm sure it has been. I know every time I write about that property, it has been a while because once it became an actual legitimate political figure, then it became a little awkward for me. But in the past, whenever I would write about the restaurant and the 16, which is the main restaurant in that tower, is extraordinarily good restaurant. But people would yell at me for supporting Donald, and I think, you know, I'm sure he's not cooking back there. I'm not really supporting him. I'm supporting those working stiffs who happen to be working at that restaurant, and they're doing great work. And people say, people either go, and then I'll get comments on the line of, I would not set foot in that place. So I think he's had a polarizing effect on his restaurant, as he has on many things. And we'll see. But I mean, the restaurant seems to be going all right. I don't know how they don't show me their books. So I don't know if they're doing great or doing okay, They're around.
Yeah, just wondering. I figured it must have had some effect.
Given
the political climate. Let me take a break, and when we come back, more with Phil Vitale from the Chicago Tribune, and we'll open up the phone lines for your questions for Phil if you're looking for a certain kind of restaurant, Thanksgiving or otherwise. If you have been out for Thanksgiving someplace and you loved it or didn't, tell us about it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 on WGN. Holiday coming up in a week or so now, 11 days officially till Thanksgiving. Doing our pre-Thanksgiving Food Time shows, Food Time Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Today talking with Phil Vitale, Chicago Tribune's restaurant critic, about places to go out to eat for Thanksgiving. Next week, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line lady joins us to answer your questions. Have you ever called that Butterball Turkey Talk Line, Phil?
I never have.
It's amazing. I've never actually called it for advice, but I've been there, you know, to do stories for WGN TV.
Uh-huh.
I've actually been in Turkey Central, in the cavity of the activity, if you will. And
the belly of the beast.
It's literally the belly of the beast. Amazing to have, 25 Butterball Talk Line ladies all around you, all on the phone, and people calling in from all over the country asking questions on how to prepare their birds. It's rather amazing, really.
I'm sure they do a wonderful service because people can, panic at that moment, especially if it's their first turkey moment. I remember my first turkey, a bunch of people in my frat house weren't going home for Thanksgiving for monetary reasons, as I recall. So we decided to have our own Thanksgiving, and we cooked a turkey. And none of us had cooked a turkey before, which meant that we were all experts. And
of equal knowledge.
And so the disputes were, I think, in retrospect, would have been hysterical. I should have recorded it somehow. But, yeah, we were all over the place. But somehow a bird got cooked.
First turkey that I ever cooked was on a Weber kettle grill.
Really?
I had followed directions. I mean, these Weber cookbooks are great. I mean, they give you such great step-by-step directions that it's pretty much idiot-proof. And it to this day, sorry, everyone else who's cooked a turkey that I've enjoyed and consumed through the years, best turkey I've ever eaten was that Weber kettle turkey that I had. Kind of smoked, delicious, nice and moist, amazing. And one of these years, I'm going to try deep frying one.
Yeah, my sons tried that one year with their buddies over at my house. Someone had a deep turkey fryer, and once I established where they were allowed to place it,
so as not to set your house on fire.
Exactly, I marched it over. I marched like 20 feet from every existing structure or tree I liked, and then I drew an X and said, "There, that's where the cooker goes." I guess the problem is some people put too much oil in it, and then they forget all about that whole, eureka thing about displacing liquid by putting something heavy in there. And then they add the turkey, and if the water, well, it's not water anymore, it's hot oil, that spills over and it gets in contact with the open flame that's heating it all up. And bad things can happen.
Yeah, it's not a thankful thing that happens at that point. But people,
I always
say,
thought if I had a garage dealership and I sold garages, I would include a free turkey fryer with every purchase, because I know they'll be back.
Genius! That's genius. people say it's delicious. I've never had one, but people swear that it's delicious.
It's tasty. It absolutely is tasty, and it cooks in a fraction of the time.
Yeah,
I see the appeal.
One of these years, I'm going to give it a try. 312-981-7200 for your calls or texts of where to go for Thanksgiving from Phil Vitale, or restaurant questions in general. We like to just keep it kind of loose and open here. 312-981-7200. A call from the 630 area code, Phil, asking if you can recommend some place for Thanksgiving in the west suburbs.
Yes, I would direct them to the Oakbrook Hills Resort, which is on Midwest Road, sort of on the dividing line between Oakbrook and Westmont. And they're doing they're having several options for dinners. There's a buffet in the Grand Ballroom. There's a four-course dinner starting at 5 o'clock in the evening on the hotel's main restaurant. It's a beautiful property. They have a relatively new chef in there, so I can't say how good he is, but it's a pretty serious effort going on out there.
You know, cost by any chance on that one?
Sorry, yeah, I should tell you that, shouldn't I? The buffet is $45, 18 if you're between the ages of 5 and 12. Free otherwise, and that's early, 1 o'clock seating or 3:30. The four-course dinner, which is at 5 or 7 or 9, is $30.
Oh, okay, all right.
So quite reasonable,
yeah,
and
reasonable.
A nice view. It's pretty property. You know, there's a golf course built into the whole thing, so it makes it a resort. So very nice landscaping to stare at, even if the leaves are all gone.
We have the 312 area code. What are Phil's favorite Italian restaurants?
My favorite Italian restaurant. Now, for just Italian restaurants or Thanksgiving Italian restaurants?
Well, they didn't say so.
Touched on Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
My favorite Italian restaurants, Riccardo's Trattoria on Clark Street. So certainly Piccolo Sogno, at the junction of Halstead and Milwaukee and Grand. What else are some of my favorites? I've always had good luck at Coco Pazzo, and if you haven't been to Coco Pazzo Cafe, I urge you to go, because they're going to leave that location at the end of the year, and they're going to move a few blocks away. So this will be your last chance in that particular room to have Coco Pazzo Cafe.
Talking about the corner of Milwaukee and Grand, or Chicago, La Scarola has been in that area, same area. Are you a fan?
I've not been to La Scarola. There's my confession for the day.
Wow.
I know. Everyone's there, and I've always crowded, and it's like you go. I think one way or another, I've not had dinner at La Scarola.
Interesting.
I know. It's like a film critic who says, I've never saw The Searchers or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never.
Well, I mean, there's only so many places you can get to. I completely understand. It's a longtime Chicago restaurant. I love their food, honestly. A little bit noisy for me. I mean, mm-hmm. I enjoy the food, but if you go and you want to talk with your party, a little difficult.
Yeah, and the tables are very close together. It's a small place, and they have to make their money as best they can. But I'm always agog when I drive around that area and watch those valet car parkers try to handle the sheer volume of cars that pull in there. I think for some reason, even though they're pretty close to transportation, I think everybody drives there who goes there.
Yeah.
And the valets run around like lunatics.
It's amazing. It's amazing. What was the longtime Chicago restaurant that was in that same area? I can't think of the name. It's sort of like they have a tent there now for special events.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to be able to.
This is so embarrassing.
The restaurant was there for a million years.
Right. And now it's all condos, and it's only two blocks away from where that was.
Yeah.
And it's the.
Can't remember. Anyway, when it was a restaurant, you know, that thriving area, talking about how they negotiate the cars, my car was stolen from a valet park there. I parked my car. I went to that restaurant, and my car got stolen. Somebody took the keys from the valet and stole my car. It was recovered. My car, amazingly, was recovered. But that's what I think of when I think of dining in that area. That I'll park my – no thanks. I'll park my car myself. Let's get to the phones, 312-981-7200. Hi, Jackie. You're on with Phil Vitale.
Hi. I wondered what his favorite Armenian restaurant is. I think there used to be one down by you guys there at the studio, but I haven't been there for a while, so just wondered if he had any updates for us.
No, I don't. When I want a little taste of Armenian food, honest to goodness, I go to Naha at 500 North Clark Street, which is, of course, a fine dining American restaurant, most more or less. But the chef, Karina Habedian, and the general manager, her cousin Michael, are both Armenian by heritage, and they include a lot of little Armenian flavors or even dishes here and there throughout the menu. And that's where I go from for that. And Como Inn was the one we were scratching our heads
over. Como Inn.
It just came back to me.
Como Inn, exactly. The restaurant, Jackie, I think that you're talking about that's not far from Tribune Tower is Sayat Nova. That's over on Ohio Street. It's just a couple of blocks away from here. And
it's still there?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. And I would go there fairly often for lunch and delicious food. I'm not Armenian, but I love Armenian food. And I always thought that they did a terrific job, and it was pretty reasonably priced there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for calling, and have a great day today. Here's Steve at 312-981-7200 with Phil Vitale. Hi, you're on WGN.
Whoa, Dean, how are you today?
Very well.
Well, come this Thanksgiving, I will be cooking, deep frying my 200th turkey.
Wow. Do you cut a ribbon or something for something like that?
Well, yeah. No, but they're always good, and you have
over
to
how many years?
So far I did it while my son now is 27. I've been doing it since he was born. I did it on his very first birthday, and we used to take a big 5-gallon container and 5 gallons of peanut oil, which we've gone down on this, and the key to it is always stick your turkey in there, fill it up with water, mark it, and come back up with it. And then you'll know exactly where you need to be so you don't start a fire.
Oh, great tip, great tip. So you do this about 8 times a year then if you've been doing it for 20-odd years and you're up to 200 turkeys.
Yeah, pretty much. I do it for friends and everything like that. And I learned the recipe from Justin Wilson.
Ah. Oh, wow, the Cajun cook.
That is correct.
A guarantee. Wasn't that his?
That was him. Absolutely.
Yes, it was.
How often do you have to change out the oil?
Every third bird, so to speak, mm-hmm. But I do it every second one.
I see. And you don't do anything else in between. I ask because when my sons and their friends were doing turkey, they did turkey one day, and they came back the next day, changed out the oil, and they just started playing, what can we deep fry? And so we had...
Oh, you can deep fry anything. Twinkies, Snickers, anything.
They did. They Twinkies, they Snickers, they did. They did Oreo cookies, which I'm embarrassed to say are pretty damn tasty that way. And
yes,
they
are.
And they made up their own little... They made up their own little dough things and started freestyling donuts in there.
That's the best way.
I love that. That's amazing.
But you have to try it, Dane. You have to try it.
I'm going to give it a shot. I may. Is there a lot of equipment and stuff that's involved?
You know, no, there's a burner, there's a pot, there's the oil, but don't get anything over about a 13-pound bird. Cook it at about 325 to 350. And make sure you measure out the water so you don't overflow. Do not do it frozen.
Okay, so the bird has to be completely thawed.
Mm-hmm. Completely thawed. Make sure that you take paper towels, clean out the inside, season it with Cajun seasoning.
Okay.
Red pepper is the best. It's actually a coloring agent because if you don't do it, it comes out, it looks kind of white.
Yeah. Do I need to inject anything? I remember people saying you have to inject stuff into the bird before you do?
I don't like injection because it's sugar. Now, the sugar makes it very sticky, and it makes it very hard to kind of cook, because as you're cooking the bird, your temperature, you're dropping it in there, is going lower. Then you have to heat it up. It goes higher. You have to keep a consistent heat on the oil.
Got it. Okay.
But injection, to me, I don't care for
Stay
injection.
From,
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you buy a brine bird? Do you brine the bird yourself?
No, I take it. I just get a regular. Do not do a one that has butter in it, so to speak, because that doesn't work out either.
The self-based.
Just get a frozen. Out. Just get a regular frozen bird.
Yeah.
Thaw it out. Clean it out. Season it with your red pepper, and drop it in very, very slowly.
Okay.
And I do not brine the bird. Now, if I'm going to brine the bird, I do that with, I cook three of them a year every Thanksgiving. I cook one on the Weber, and I cook one in the oven, and I deep fry one.
Wow. It's which one goes first? I mean, which one disappears
first? The one in the oven, of course.
No, I meant,
which is
one
the most popular?
First?
Yeah, which is the most popular?
Oh, the deep fried.
Yep.
You have to love the crust on the skin.
Huh.
And, of course, we're not supposed to eat skin, but this is great.
Yeah, it's one day a year. What the heck?
One day a year. Go for it.
One day a year, eat the skin, have all the deep-fried Oreos you can take. And
all the big hardware stores carry that kind of equipment, right? You can just go in.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Very inexpensive. You can get the oil. Usually what I do is I buy an oil at a shop. Up in, I'm on the Wisconsin-Illinois border. I go there and I buy a 35-pound frying oil.
Peanut oil?
No. You see, the only reason about peanut oil is allergies.
Ah, good point.
So I stopped doing that.
Interesting. I think you may have talked me into it this year, Steve. I might give it a try. Appreciate.
Oh, you can hit one of the big box stores, and you can buy the. Equipment for it. It's very easy, but like I say, make sure you put the turkey in, put the water in. You just have to cover it and drop it slowly.
Okay.
And just mark it on there.
All right.
You might want to bring a couple of pies over to the fire station the day before, just so they remember what a good guy you are.
Oh, I've done it for the firehouse, too, because I used to be a fireman.
It's a good day to be friends with your firemen.
Oh, you bet.
Steve,
oh, my goodness, it's Dean's place. Roll, roll, roll.
That's right. That's the pie guy. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we got to go. Come on.
We got to go. Joe, I got to run. I appreciate your call.
We used to take bets on who's going to start their deck on fire.
Okay.
Alcohol was involved.
I may have to get in on that. Thanks for the call, Steve. Have a great day. Phil Vitale, Chicago Tribune restaurant critic, is on with us, along with Joe at 312-981-7200. Joe, you're on WGN.
Okay. Phil, you and Chicago Magazine are the only two restaurant critics that I value. So you're going to tell me here, I'm going to be real interested to hear. And it's about a restaurant service. I had recently dinner at one of your four-star French restaurants. I'm not going to say the name. Got there 10 minutes ahead of my reservation time. I saw a specific table that I wanted that nobody was sitting at, and I was told that that table has already been given away, and the people that were sitting at that table were off having cocktails. Now, this restaurant does not have a sit-down bar, so they were off the premises having cocktails. They did not return for almost an hour. I've never heard of that.
No, nor have I. I suppose if they had a specific table reserved and they got there in time, or they are somehow have an in with that restaurant, but it seems seems manifestly unfair to tell people you can't have that table because we're giving it to somebody else who's not even here. I can imagine how that does happen. I mean, I've walked into restaurants where the place seems completely empty, and I'm there for my end. A half an hour later, the thing fills up, so the restaurant really did have people coming in. Was it a window table? Was that the idea? I suppose if the other party had a big event and did something.
If I tell you that, you'll know exactly which restaurant I'm talking about.
I think I already do know exactly what restaurant you're talking about. But we'll keep it anonymous.
Not important to the subject. But do restaurants go overboard sometimes with their highfalutin policies? I realize they need to keep their tables filled. I realize, reservation policies need to be what they are. Sometimes it does seem like they go overboard. I've actually walked out of restaurants when things have gotten a little too snooty.
Well, that is the ultimate power you have. When you walk out, and I would always follow up or either way with a note to the appropriate person, even such as the head chef or the managing partner, or if it's part of a group that has an even higher profile person in over it all, write to that person and let them know that you felt you were mistreated and this was that they ruined what was supposed to be a very nice celebratory evening. Restaurants, I suspect, as you were saying, Dean, it's less a matter of weird policies as much as how personnel conveys the policy.
That's often the case,
there are
too.
There are lots of different ways of telling people no, and part of it is no but, and I can give you this. I can do this for you. You try to personalize the issue instead of just saying, no, we don't do that. That's like one of the worst things you can say as a restaurant professional.
You know what, Joe? I have a Lou Malnati's gift certificate that I would love to give you for the trouble that you had at that restaurant. Give me a good old Lou Malnati's pizza over snooty service at some, five-star, place. I'll take it any day of the week, and I hope you do, too, if that's all right.
Thanks a lot, Dean. I appreciate this. I enjoy Malnati's as much as I enjoyed spending $700 for a meal.
Maybe even a bit more. I do urge you to contact that restaurant and let them know exactly what happened. You can refer them to the WGN podcast if they want to know how we talked about it.
Yeah, hang on for a second, Joe, and we'll take care of all that for you. Phil, thank you for joining us. If you want to see some of Phil's picks for Thanksgiving, not only where to go out, but places where you can go to order your Thanksgiving dinner and take it home, all of that's posted online, right?
Right. We have a special site for Thanksgiving. It's chicagotribune.com/Thanksgiving Guide, and it will have dining options, a great photo gallery, various turkey recipes, including the best turkey ever. We're calling it that.
Wow.
We've named 14 wines that cost between $12 and $40 that go great with turkey. We have a butterscotch pie recipe, and we're adding stuff every day this week. More stories, including a great package of side dishes that we persuaded 5 of Chicago's best chefs to share with us.
Good deal. ChicagoTribune.com in the dining section. Phil, have a great holiday. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.